Here we are once again. Tonight our session is about incompleteness. And what does that idea bring to mind for you?
You know, the people I work with in the office would laugh if they heard me talking about this stuff. When you work with numbers, everything is so straightforward. You either have the money or not. Either the numbers add up or they don't. It's not about incompleteness. It's simply a matter of addition and subtraction. Being incomplete as a human being empty sometimes, come on. After all, I supervise some of those people, and you can't let your guard down with them. You have to look strong.
Incompleteness just reminds me of how much I depend on others. I grew up in the Southwest some 30 years ago. We were second-class citizens at best. The person I was in public was different than at home and in my neighborhood. But in my house and neighborhood, I belonged. I was part of the family. They accepted me for who I was, no matter what. I could not have become the person I am today without their help. This group here has become kind of a family to me over the past few months. I feel I belong. It seems natural to be myself here. I know I'm not perfect. God knows that too. But isn't that the whole point?
Sounds true to me. Where I grew up, life was hard. I never knew my dad. My mom had two jobs, and we just kind of made ends meet. But you know, we had a family too. My grandmother was as much of a mother to me as my own mother. Somehow we made it together. We learned in my house that what really mattered was not how much you had or how successful you were, but that you had one another. I think this is how God made us. But I can say that many of my friends today don't seem to feel that.
It sure is different than it used to be. People seem to have time for each other, but nowadays everybody is so busy. I'm a grandmother several times over now, and I'm amazed how different being a kid is for my grandchildren than it was for my children when we were raising them. They never seemed just to be together to do something. Everything has to be organized. Soccer, baseball, it's year-round now. They don't seem to be able just to relax and have fun. My daughter's family never even eats together. I wonder if my own daughter and son-in-law know how to be with their own children without having something scheduled to do.
I know just what you mean, Shirley. I wonder if all the activity and all the business are just ways for us to fill up the emptiness that we feel.
Well, I think it is. What Shirley said reminded me of something. About how this country is all about winning. It's all about getting ahead, at any cost. Well, September 11 sure changed that. It at least taught us that it is really not about winning. It's about caring about people who really matter. It's about not taking for granted what we have. September 11 woke us all up to the fact that we are all vulnerable, even we in the U.S.
Yeah, the way I see it, everybody is incomplete in some way. Everyone has some emptiness in their lives. But it's like we don't want to admit that. Maybe we're just running from something.
Well, image is everything, like the ad says. In our world, it's not who you are, it's what you look like. The U.S. has always looked like we have it together. Athletes get unbelievable salaries. Models project an unreal image of life. But we use more tranquilizers and pain pills than anyone else. It's tough in our world just to admit we are vulnerable, but we all are.
We all have something missing. I know that I feel an emptiness inside ever since Cal died. Maybe that's why I stay so busy and do so much with the grandkids. It keeps me from sitting around feeling sorry for myself. I still can't believe he's gone. Only 4 months after he's retired, finding cancer. It's just not fair. Sometimes I expect him to walk through the door and say something funny like he always did. I get angry with him for leaving me. I really still get angry with God for taking him away. But people have been really good to me, especially you folks. It's taken 2 years now, but I'm getting around to feeling human again. I don't know what I would have done without other people.
Thanks, Shirley, for what you just said. I can't imagine what it must be like. I don't know what I would do if Maria ever passed. No matter how much we try to hide our emptiness, it shows, and we need one another to get through.
I do find that I'm more sensitive to other people now than I used to be. I really feel like I better understand when anyone loses something they love. The other day, for example, the dog down the street ran away. Well, the neighborhood kids knocked on my door and asked if I'd seen her. I remember the time when I would have told them, "You've got to be kidding. A dog? With all the starving people in the world, you're sad because you lost a dog?" But when they came to the door, my heart went out to them. I went out looking for that dumb dog myself. I went to their house and I talked to the kids the next day about it. Before Cal died, I would have just thought that was all sentimental drivel. I would never have done what I did.
I think they call that compassion. It's a shame there's not more of that around. I know in my own life, when I go through something myself, I've become more sensitive to my own weakness and that of other people. I can no longer overlook them or pass them by. I've learned that until I feel broken myself, it is hard to understand what others go through. Until I can accept my own weaknesses, it was hard to believe that God could understand me either.
This all sounds a bit heavy to me. Being incomplete isn't all that bad to me. I found that what is lacking in me is what I look for in others. Like me and Corey. We've been married only a little over a year now, but I have already learned that she makes up for what I don't have, and I do the same for her. I tend to let things be, whether it is working or fixing something in the house or going on for my college degree. Corey, though, is the opposite. She's a pusher, gets things done right away or keeps pushing until they are done. I know without her pushing me, I'd still be taking courses for the next 10 years before I graduated, if I would ever graduate. I think we complement each other. What I lack, she seems to provide.
I don't believe I'm saying this, but what I'm hearing is that my weaknesses opens me up to other people, even to God. I never thought of that before, but it sounds true from what people are saying. Unless I admit I can't do it alone, why would I trust anyone else? Maybe that's why Jesus spent so much time with the people everybody else hated or ignored. The prostitutes, the tax collectors, cripples, lepers. I guess we're supposed to do the same. I have a long way to go with that one. It's not something I've learned from the world.
Thank you all for saying as much as you did. I find it reassuring to know that we all struggle. The world we live in does not want us to admit our weaknesses, but it's so important to know that they are normal. I know sometimes that what I really need is just to tell someone. When I do, I feel so much better. What keeps me from talking about my weaknesses or asking help? I guess I'm afraid at times. We say that God wants to walk with us right where we are, even in our incompleteness and in our weaknesses. I admit it's hard to even tell God sometimes, but how can God be with me if I do not let God be with me there?